It is Fundraisers Day here on 104.9 MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson, being joined now in the newsroom with Luke Sear, who is a longtime volunteer across the Ottawa Valley, doing a great things for the Robbie Dean Center. He's just launched his new foundation. So, Luke, welcome to the studio.
Thank you for having me.
So, right off the hop, let's talk about your new foundation that you launched. It's called the Luke Sear Foundation, and it touches really on a number of topics. So, kind of give us a bit of a rundown on what that means.
Yeah, so for the Luke Sear Foundation, the Robbie Dean Center and the Caddy School for Soldiers were there to save my life. If they're not there, I'm not here. With my story, like on October 30th of 2021, I tried to take my life. My friend Ashley Wilton, she showed up at my house. She shouldn't have been there. She saved my life. And while I was away in treatment, the Caddy School and the Robbie Dean Center were like there for me to kind of, so I wanted to be able to give back to those two organizations. So while I was away in treatment, I really focused on my writing, and I'm able to write poetry. And people really enjoy my poetry, so I want to try and find a way, how can I monetize this poetry to give back to these two organizations? And my Uncle Dave is a business genius, and he came up with this idea. He said, how about we start a foundation, and then we use the website to, you know, get the people the help they need by using your poetry to help them, but then we run these other fundraisers and golf tournaments and galas and stuff like that, and you raise money, and then we give it all back to those two organizations. So with the foundation, I don't make a penny. Like I always tell everybody, I'll die a poor man, but I'll die with a rich soul. And people are sometimes adamant that you got to take a little bit for yourself. Thousands of hours of writing, thousands of hours learning how to create a website and run a website. But I always tell them, I said, what if that little bit I take costs someone their life? And it stops the conversation right there. Because I don't think you should benefit on mental health, unless you're a medical professional. And that's basically, you know, trying to benefit on someone else's suffering. And I just want to give back, because I don't want people to ever have to get to that position where I was in. I want to get to them before they get to that position, because they might not be as lucky as I was. So I'm going to dedicate the rest of my life to raising money for these two organizations, because they need the money. They're nonprofits, so they rely on money coming in to operate. If the money's not there, they just don't operate for that little bit. So let's just keep the doors open, and that's what I'm going to do.
Well, that's incredible, because I know it's a big task to help trying to so many people at the same time. And I know we've talked in the past, Luke, about, you know, your military background and things like that. So, again, you know, you still have that social impact where you really want to impact people's lives and bring them up to the next level. Tell us a little bit more about your poem website that you have there.
Yeah, so it's called visionpoems.com. And the way it's set up, once you register, and the only reason I need people to register, it's not, there's no gimmick to it. It's just so on the website, it's constantly going to be updating. And the only way I can reach back out to people to let them know that I've updated the website is by, you know, contacting them through the registration process. And also, if you register for this first full year, every month we're going to be having a draw for, we're going to have Oakleys and shirts and hats, and there's going to be golf trips. There's going to be a whole pile of stuff. So it'll be in people's best interest to register, even just to register and never go back to the site. It is what it is, right? Like that's going to just get to the site, because it's not just for people who are struggling with mental health. So the way it's set up is I have videos, and on those videos, there's a text of my poem. There's me reading the poem. And then there's a summary of how that poem helped me through what I got through. Like, I'm not a doctor or schooled in this anyway, but if that could help one person, you save one person, you save the world. And that one person, you know, could be your mother, your brother, your father, anybody. So even if you're not suffering yourself, you could possibly view that, maybe see some of the signs that I'm talking about that in there, see someone else doing that, and then you could get to somebody before it happens. It's just a tool, another resource that's available to people, and it's completely free. That's not one of those things. It was completely free, but I just need your credit card information. All I need is just your email so I can continue to reach back out to people.
So it's really just a free resource tool out there to kind of, you know, pay it forward, kind of like what you've been doing for so long.
Yeah.
A lot of people talk to, like we all know about the Robbie Dean Center and the fantastic work that they do on a daily basis. But one thing I was really interested about, you know, when I was learning about this caddy program that you got a part of, is this something that's been fairly new or been around for a while?
It's been around since 2018. It was created by a man named Don Snyder. And his story basically goes, his father, who had come back from Korea with his brother, when Don and his twin brother were born, the mother died. And then his father, suffering from PTSD and all these different things, he wanted to give back to soldiers. So he created this caddy program because he went over to Scotland and caddied at the Old Course for a couple of years, and he knew how beneficial it was. So for the program, he started out, so they bring a 2 American veterans, 2 Canadian veterans, and 2 British veterans. We go fly over to Scotland, and then we train to be caddies by caddies from the Old Course. And if anybody on here is a golfer, St. Andrews, the Old Course, is the holy grail of golf. So we are trained by the best caddies in the world. And it's not even to go out and become a caddy. It teaches you, gives you a purpose. You know, you're back out there, you're off the couch, you're embracing nature, you're socializing with people. There's so much more involved with training to be a caddy than just learning how to be a caddy. But then there's the option of getting employment and stuff like that after, if that's what something you want to do. But if not, it just gives you that little kick in the butt, you know what I mean, to get back out. When you lose a purpose and you start to suck back into the darkness and you start to listen to your mind, that's where it goes all wrong. It starts to tell you the stupidest things, because I know I'm not, I didn't read this in a book. This is my life I'm talking about. And that caddy school saved my life.
Well, Luke, you've been an inspiration to many or just here in the Ottawa Valley, and now, you know, reaching beyond with your caddy program that you've been a part of. So, again, thank you for all the phenomenal work you've been doing that you're going to continue to do, and we look forward to speaking with you again soon.
Thank you very much.
That's Luke Sear. It is Fundraisers Day here on MyFM.